Welcome to Wholehearted Teaching, the podcast where we inspire educators to bring their whole selves to the classroom every day. If you are a teacher or an educator who sees education as an extension of who you are, then this is the place for you. I'm your host, Adrian Del Monte, teacher, father, and hopeful optimist, and I cannot wait to have these conversations with you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Wholehearted Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Del Monte. Like so many of you listening, I too am a teacher, and like many of you, have had some of the very best moments of my whole life in the classroom. For the last 13 years, I've been so privileged to teach at a high school as an English teacher, leadership mentor, department head, and swimming and soccer team coach. I'm married to a wonderful woman named Amy. We have three boys, Jacob who's 7, Nathan who's 6, and Michael who's 3. You know, I have loved my time teaching. In future episodes, I'm going to share what got me into education, but for now, it's not a stretch to say that my experience in education has shaped me into who I am as a person. It's revealed the very best in me and at times brought out the worst. But regardless of which, it has allowed me to understand who I am, it's allowed me to own who I am, and it's allowed me to be okay with that. I started this podcast because I believe in the transformative power of the classroom. I believe what I teach does matter, but I believe that who I teach and who I become because of my teaching that matters even more. I try to push my students every day, but my students do the same for me. They help me see myself. They help me understand myself. I've laughed with my students. I've cried with my students. I've been inspired by my students. I've been challenged by my students. If there's one idea that drives the podcast, it would be this. There's no separation between who I am when I'm inside the class and when I'm outside. In this podcast, I hope that together we will understand the whole self as wholehearted people and allow our whole self to come out in every context in which we experience. That would be beautiful. And I know I sound naive. Maybe I sound naive. I don't know. I'm aware that education has challenges. And I'm creating this podcast in the COVID year. And still, I remain hopefully optimistic that the classroom has, does, and always will change lives. In future episodes, I hope that my guests will share how teaching and the classroom has been transformative in their lives. Whether it be a teacher just starting out or one who's into retirement, directors of education, political figures, or past and present students, I have a suspicion that you will reconnect with who you are as a person as you listen along. You may remember some of your very best moments of your whole life, and they may have come from a classroom. Or you may remember why you got into teaching in the first place. Perhaps like that small child in my cover art with the heart kind of escaping from her chest, you will allow yourself to become more joyful, more vulnerable, and hopefully more optimistic and confident that you are the gift of the classroom. Before we go, I do want to tell you that this podcast will be highly informed by books and literature and the characters found within that have affected my life. I am an English teacher, after all. I will quote from great thinkers like Henry Nouwen and Brené Brown and Parker Palmer and C.S. Lewis. My literary heroes are people like Little Lucy from the Chronicles of Narnia, Hermione Granger, Frodo Baggins, and of course, the great Atticus Finch. I sometimes wish that Atticus Finch were my real friend. And while many of you may not be religious, I will share how my faith in God and the reading of the Bible has influenced how I understand myself. I want to end today's podcast by explaining the title, Wholehearted Teaching. This summer, I read Brené Brown's The Power of Vulnerability, a must-read for anyone who wants to understand him or herself better. In that book, Ms. Brown does many things, but she talks about those who live wholeheartedly. While she doesn't specifically tackle teaching, her work has been profoundly influential in my life. Here's how she defines wholeheartedness. It's men and women who love and live, and in our case, teach, with their whole hearts, despite the risks and uncertainty. This doesn't mean they are overly passionate or overly enthusiastic or loud. It is simply people who have the courage to bring their full selves to the table. They live authentically, compassionately, resiliently, joyfully, and with a good deal of gratitude. Ms. Brown's wish, and it's my wish too for this podcast, is that we are all able to let go of who we think we're supposed to be and embrace who we actually are. I hope that through the episodes of the podcast, you'll move toward wholehearted teaching. But of course, that means wholehearted living. There's no separation between the self, and I hope that you will feel liberated to bring your true self, who you are, to the classroom and outside the classroom every day. Thank you for listening to our first introductory episode. Please click subscribe so you don't miss any of our future episodes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.